Spitz breeds are classified by their dense double coats, wolf-like pointed ears, and curled tails. Though there are exceptions, they tend to be stubborn, independent, and active. Most Spitz dogs are working breeds, many aren't for inexperienced dog owners. In this article, we'll talk about 12 Spitz dog breeds, share some fun facts, and go through an overview of what to expect from these dogs. An overview of Spitz breeds. Before we begin this list, you might wonder, what classifies a dog as a Spitz breed? Here are some things we commonly see in these dogs. Bred to live in cold climates. Long, dense, double coats. Tails that curl onto their backs. Pointy, upright ears. Working dogs. Loyal and love their humans. Independent thinkers who are sometimes stubborn. Spitz breeds aren't always the best for novice dog guardians, as they do take a lot of work, and many of them can be more difficult to train than other breeds. Remember never to use aversive training methods, but instead, keep training fun, quick, and entertaining. Give your dog a high-value reward that incentivizes them to please. 1. Akita. Akitas are large dogs that stand between 24 to 28 inches tall and weigh 70 to 130 pounds. These stocky dogs have large heads and sweet, round eyes and are bred in various colors. They're fiercely loyal, protective, and affectionate toward family but not so much with strangers. They do best as an only pet, though some Akitas can get along with other dogs or cats. Akitas have dense fur that sheds profusely, especially during the shedding season twice a year. 2. Alaskan Malamute. Alaskan Malamutes have a husky-like appearance, but they're taller and stockier. They also have curled tails like most Spitz breeds. These pups are super friendly, sometimes even toward house intruders. They're more likely to bark out of excitement to see a new person than they are to alert you of a problem. Malamutes also tend to dig, so it's important that you have the right fencing that also goes underground to keep them contained. Otherwise, they can be escape artists, which can get them hurt. 3. Chow Chow. Chow Chows are known for being fluffy, serious, and protective. They're most known for their distinctive orange coat, but Chows can also be black, blue cinnamon, or cream. Their fur is solid colored with no markings. Unfortunately, their shortened snout and wrinkles can cause some serious health problems. Breeding these dogs is inhumane, so I recommend adopting from a reputable rescue or shelter instead of a breeder. Chows typically can't exercise vigorously but still need daily, low-impact activities to stay healthy. This might be several daily walks or indoor playtime if it's too hot for them outside. 4. Finnish Lapphund. Finnish Lapphunds, or Lappies, are herding dogs that stand 16 to 21 inches tall and weigh 33 to 53 pounds. They're incredibly affectionate, friendly, and adaptable. They can also be quite yappy. Known for their calm dispositions, they require moderate exercise. A long daily walk should tire them out. Hands-on activity, like interactive play, is important for them. Like so many other breeds, these dogs don't care to exercise by themselves. 5. Finnish Spitz. These dogs are a gorgeous orange color known to the AKC as Quat, Red Gold Dot Quat. These pups are high energy, family loving, and smart. They do better with other dogs than many others on this list, though introductions should always be made carefully and slowly. Each dog is an individual, so some will be friendlier than others, and sometimes, two dogs dislike each other for unknown reasons. Since they were bred for hunting, Finnish Spitz dogs have high prey drives and may not do well with smaller animals. They should always be leashed or enclosed to prevent them from darting off after prey. 6. Icelandic Sheepdog. This dog is usually small, weighing just 25 to 30 pounds. These pups have somewhat wavy fur. They're high energy, vocal, and typically good with other dogs. They do best in active, outdoorsy families that can handle their exercise needs with long walks, runs, or hikes. Easier to train than most on this list, Icelandic sheepdogs are eager to please and love their human families. They can be clingy and don't do well if left alone for long periods, such as an entire workday. 7. Keeshand. Keeshands are sweet pups who see everyone as a friend. They're playful, active, and vocal. With long fur, they look like little fuzz balls. They always have black in their coat, which can be mixed with various colors including silver, gray, and cream. They don't tend to be stubborn regarding training, but they bore easily. Keeping training sessions short and fun will help to combat this. 8. Norwegian Boohund. These dogs have short fur with longer hair on their curly tails. Their coats come in just two colors, black and wheaten, which is a tan-orange color. They have large ears and expressive eyes. Smart, sensitive, and affectionate, these dogs do great in calm households. They can suffer if there's a lot of drama or turbulence. While they're more easily trained than many other Spitz breeds, they're still quite independent and need the right motivation to succeed. 9. Norwegian Elkhound. Norwegian Elkhounds are confident, loyal, and independent. They tend to dislike repetition in training and were bred to make independent hunting decisions. Because of this, they must be on a leash or enclosed at all times. Otherwise, the temptation to wander is too great. These dogs have a lot of stamina and require plenty of daily exercises. They were bred for the water and thus also love to swim. 10. Pomeranian. They may weigh just 3 to 7 pounds, but Pomeranians are confident and bold. They're little dogs with big personalities. These pups have small ears, big eyes, and puffy coats. Supervising Pomeranians when outdoors is important because they tend to be escape artists. They're tiny and can fit through small crevices that you may not notice. As lap dogs, Pomeranians can also be clingy and prone to separation anxiety. It's important to teach them to be alone for short periods without panic, but equally important not to leave them alone for a long time. They do best in families that work or go to school at different times of the day so that someone is usually home with the dog. 11. Samoyed. Samoyeds are known for being gentle giants. They're large dogs standing at 19 to 23.5 inches and weighing 35 to 65 pounds. They're good family dogs as they're playful, friendly, and outgoing. They can be clingy and shouldn't be left alone for long periods. The best homes for them are with families where someone is home most of the day, such as couples who work opposite shifts. Samoyeds are fairly eager to please because they were bred to be close to their people. However, training a reliable recall can be difficult to impossible. Always keep them enclosed or on a leash to prevent them from running off. 12. Shiba Inu. These small dogs weigh 17 to 23 pounds and stand 13.5 to 16.5 inches at the shoulder. They have short coats that can be black and tan, cream, red, or red sesame. They also often have white markings. The AKC describes Shibas as not hyper but active. They're a breeze to potty train but will likely never have a reliable recall. It's vital to always keep them enclosed or on a leash. Shibas are protective, affectionate, and sensitive. Final thoughts. That concludes our list of Spitz dog breeds. We hope you've enjoyed learning about these adorable dogs and maybe even decided on bringing home a new friend. Remember to research thoroughly before adopting any animal to ensure they're right for your family and lifestyle.